Everybody say good morning and a good Hanukkah. We have a little bit of a Yontif Dika scheduled today, but we're going to hop around here, vert on the Sugyam Daf Samachay. So in the Gemara and Daf Samachay, we have a Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not the Boishes a pagam that Isha suffers. We're going to be discussing the Rishonim on Samachay on Aleph in the Mishnah. So let's learn the Mishnah. Metzias Isha boishto pagam shalah. And the machlekes tanaim is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Aymar bezman shebeseser la shnei chalakim b'loy echad. And there's a chaluka on the Baishas of Pagam. So the Tanakhama holds that the Isha is Zaycha, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds that they're Chaylik. Asked on the Ran, the Rishonim ask, Ran, other Rishonim ask, a fundamental kasha on Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. What chaluka are we talking about here? Why isn't the Isha Zaycha in all the Dmei Baishas? Even if we're going to say that somehow the Baal is a partner in this busha, because if Isha is Mizbayesh, he's Mizbayesh too. But what right do we have to take the money away from the Isha? Everybody should be paid separately, because Boishes is a Metzias. And if there's a Metzias Hezek, everybody should get their part of this Hezek, of this Boishes. Separately. So there are several Rishonim raises Kasha, and there are basically, with some variations, a few Mahalchim in this. Let's put the Kasha down and tell you what the basic Mahalchim are in the time available to us. So on page 92, the Ran asks the Kasha v'timini nahi desfir lei Rabbi Yechanan. That's the Ran's kasha. Nearly. So the Ran answers that Ba'amas Isha is Zaycha in all of the Mei Baishas. However, by definition, the Baishas of Isha is Nismayate, is minimized because Lamaisa, she is Rishus Baila. And therefore, the Ish is Zaycha in the money through her. Nearly, the Sfirlei, the Baishas Isha Mu'at, Nesha B'shus Baila. And therefore, by definition, she can always go home, commiserate with the husband. Hard to understand in modern day Metzias, but that's how it worked in the time of Chazal. And therefore, that is the reason why there's a split here on the Baishas. Other Achronim explain Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir's Shita in a different way. Really, when it comes to the Mei Baishas, a Chayvel is Chayev to pay all the Mei Baishas in the Begam to Isha, because after all, she's the victim. But Chazal Metakein, some Takanim Yechedes, the Baal is Zaycha from her. She gets it. It's true, she's the victim. The victim gets the money. But the Baal is Zaycha to the money from her. Why? Because we said earlier, it's true that in a case of Isha being Mizbayesh, the Baal is Mizbayesh also. This is explicated in, for example, I'm trying to pick which one is the most explicit. Rav Erlanger explains this, and he says, since the Baal is Soivel from this Busha, Chazal made Takanim Yechedes that the May of Boishes should go to him. It's right here on page 93. And he says with this, that this, I need to lay the groundwork here in the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, because he says this is the beer of the Machlekes. So let's see the Rambam. The Rambam Mazik on page 99. Let's see the Rambam first, and then we'll come back to the books of Ram and the Teref Shmuel. Ram says, "Achayvul ba'ishas ish sheves ripul labayla, but tzar shalom." But ba'ishas fanezek imregali passing this like we've been saying. And halacha design, the Rambam says, the medvar more with the third party. So the Rambam maker didn't pass into the Rambam Bezerra that the Baal are chaylik the Bei Boishas. However, that's only with the third party. When the Baal is chayvel her, all goes to the Isha. Says the Ravid, why should he pay? Lamaisa, through his all, through his chavola, she was Mizbayish. But Lamaisa, if somebody else did it, he would get some. So why don't we take some off and give it to the Baal? Explains the Magid Mishnah. Somebody who's a chayv on the Isha Nesua has to pay 100 cents of the dollar to her. But as we said earlier, the Baal takes a little bit from her, because Lamaisa, he is a victim here too when the Baishas is in the gum. But that's not when he did it himself. Yeshnais and Talmud Deva Rosh and Nadina, Baish to become a Shalah. Kachle Koy Palavim to Miserim, Shad Islay Baish to Baishta, Mitzarva Pabagama. Really belongs to her. But Lamaisa, he's also a partner in this, and he brings a rai from Yerushalmi. Shehilkach, skip to Yerushalmi for a moment. Kashuba Atzmai Cholobaf, if he's the perpetrator, that he is also a partner in the fact that he's Nizbayish. But he did it to himself. How can he be paid for doing a avla to himself? What's here is Atzmai. Atkam ben Muka Rajbazal, and we'll bring the right from Mazik at Ishtai, B'tash Mishamita. So the Achrayim explained that the Machlekes Rambam and Ravid can be totally in the previous way of understanding. If you look in the Birchs of Ram, Das Ram Loyal Misha. Why is that? Tom Zebni, Ishmit Star Ima, because he's also a partner in this tsar. And therefore, this is the Kanas Pachamim that he gets a piece of that tsar. Not that he's actually Nuzuk, just he's a partner in her Hezek. If that's the case, Rashi, says the Baal is Zeichet Boishas Ishtai because she becomes Nimes to him if she is Nuzik, she's a victim. And therefore, the Achrayim explain, and Teresh Shmuel says the same, that we understand now with this the Machlekes in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought here in Taisa Divrei Maskil, Hachi Gar Sinon, Rabbi Tam says that by the Baish to Begama Shalah Garcino, Rabbi Tam Chazar Bechen Gurishami Chamash Begamara. Shitas Rabbi Tam is that the Baal takes all of the Baishas. Says the Teresh Shmuel. He asks Akasha on the Girsu Rabbeinu Tam. You have to shrink it a little bit because we'll see the next paragraph.
But there is it. Kamashikasuba Khrainim. The Rambam Saber the Meikra didn't call Hezek Yishua. Yishua Nechpo. She's the victim. Aye, why does the boy get it? He gets it because of Takanas Hachamim, Zechusi Baal B'Ishtai, similar to Achilas Peiris. So too, this is a Takanas Hachamim that Mizchusi Isha is doing with Taken him, Boishas Gam. And this is the Raya from Yerushalmi. Was that Sfir Leila Rambam? Dem hu ba'atzmai chava ba'afashtetzach, they didn't make a Takana to pay him if he is the Chelik himself. So the Achrayim explained that these two Mahalchim, whether or not it's that Isha is Zeicha called me Boishta and the Baal is Zeicha for him, or Medina the Chayvel has to pay all the Isha, it's a Mitzundra to Kansachamim, that's the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rebbe. Ram Paschal Rebbechen and then Yudah Ben Seira. He says, if the Baal is Chayvel Ba'atzmai, the Isha is Zeicha. The Rebbe is Chelik in him. It says, even in such a case, according to Yudah Ben Seira, the Baal is Zeicha and his Chelik third or whatever, whatever the number is, depending on the circumstance. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay that part to the Isha, even though he's the perpetrator. Explain the Achrayim that the Mesayid and the Mechlik in the Ram and the Rebbe is, Ram holds like the second side that it's Tzkanah Sechamim. Because me, even me, Dina, Rabbi Yudah Ben Seira holds Isha Zeicha and all the May Baishas Pagam. Chazal made a special takana the Baal Shabbi Zeicha from her, similar to the other takanas of Isha, such as Paris, etc., and therefore, the Rambam holds that the Baal is Chayv B'Ishtai, that the Chazal would never have made such a takana. The Rambam holds, like the first Sa'ad, that the Yud Ben Seira holds that the Baal is Zeicha Medina, and the Chayv B'Ishtai has become. And therefore, it can be Shaykh to him, even if he himself is the perpetrator. So it comes out Taka Chiddush, and the Chiddush is that the Baal himself, according to the Ravid, gets to keep the money that he initiated. Why? Because that's Limitius, that he gets the money. He did it himself. If it will be at the Karnas Chacham, and we would understand that it would be inappropriate, so to speak, for the Karnas Chacham to be created to be Mazaka somebody who was bemazed the reason for the hezek in the first place. Let's close here with this beer from Cheskel Abramsky, which he says in his wonderful Sefer Chazayin Cheskel and Tisefta. So he has two parts. He has Birum and Tisefta, and he has Chedushim here, brought on page 101. G'das arayved nokta b'shulchan aruch yesh mishpat. B'shem HaRashba. Ish v'ish yesh lo ba'al shachav lo zeh b'zeh. L'yam shen shem mezun ek shalom. Those learning Daf Yomi will understand this phrase of Shar Tam and Shar Muad. Doktas mi chavala, page 4. Doktas mi chavala, page 4. Page 101. There you go. You know, actually, I guess we should start on page 100. We still have 5 minutes, so we can see this Bishlei Musa. On page 100, he reads through the sugya, so it's a valuable chazara for us. Asmag, in the Tosefta, the Chazal said the following: Chovel b'ishtin etap ben shachovel ba hu ben shachov b'cherem meitzim v'yadu v'lekma kakois v'hu eichel peiris. I read him in b'sneir Omer b'ishtin shabaseser. And Rebbe Sarah gives his chiddush that it's split. Explain it to Cheskel Abramsky, page 100. Asmag have you been kinnuska zacheres from the time of the Rebbe Sarah shaloi nice lem yad mashma shadin de neig el kashchol b'acherim. Only when there's the third party who are chayvul. Abachol b'ba'ila. If he was the perpetrator, God Rebbe Sarah ma'idish shemitzim yad akal. You can't reward him for being the chayvul. Why not? Why should the Baal not keep his portion of the money and pay only 2/3? Says Rav Chaskel Ramsey, what's this machlokes in the Ravid in the case of a self-initiated chavala?
That's the key phrase, Rabbi Sai. The fact that the Baal get, according to Rita Mibisaira, gets a piece of the action here is that the Karnas Chacham Ipneishu Mitzdar Ima, based on this Yerushalmi that we saw. Vehecha Shechavu Bahu Ba'atzmai, by Tikkun Chachamim. Rambam said very logically, when he is the perpetrator, there's no such Karnas Chacham. Can't make a Karnas Chachamim to encourage people to beat up their wives. But Rabbi Saibar, no, it's not coming through the wife. That's the kind of sacham that he gets it. No, he gets it because he's a victim. When his wife is embarrassed, he's embarrassed too. Relative to page 101. Even though it sounds a little bit incongruous, but that's the halacha. He gets it too. And therefore, that portion would be coming to him. He doesn't have to write her a check for that because he keeps that portion, even though you may say that not fair, but that's how Hilchais and Nezikin work. Atkan, the beer in the Machlekes Raman Rivet. So this Rabbi Sai is insight here into this week's sugyo. Let's chazer. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah between the Rechaza Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. Let's go back to the lashon of the Mishnah here again for a moment. The Mishnah says it's shalah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says it's split. Ask the Ran, I don't understand this. How could it be possible? Timini on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chanami, the Baal is Mizbayish, but Yisha is Mizbayish too. Why should he get a piece of the action? So the Achrayim Shtelavek, the Brichas of Ram and others Shtelavek, that there's two ways to understand this Takana, two ways to understand this Din. Do I say that the Baal is getting the money because Ishta is Mizbayish and therefore he's getting it because it's a monetary chayv? Or do I say no? Do I say that the reason is Mikra Din, it's a Takachosh Mishpat Halacha, and therefore the Isha should get it? But there's a special Takachosh Chama, just like my Siyodea, go to the Baal. Because Chazal calibrated all these halachas very carefully, so too here they made a special takana sachamim that the Baal should get a piece of the action. And this two mahalchim say that Achrayim are rooted in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid in a case where the Baal himself was the chayvul. According to the Ran's teretz that the Isha zeich and all of it, but the Isha's part is Ishtik Gufay, so to speak, and he's also Mizbayish. So then that's a halacha. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether he's the perpetrator or not. According to the other Achrayim, that the site of the Takana is, the site of the Takana is halacha of Takanas Chachamim, then it makes sense that the Baal should not have a Takana Chacham made for him if he's a wife abuser. And therefore, the Ram Taka says he doesn't get it. But according to the Ravid asks Akasha, why shouldn't he get it? Because Ravid holds that it's a halacha of him being Mizbayish. Lamaisa, the next day, when she walks out with a black eye, whether he did it or somebody else did it, Lamaisa is Mizbayish, and therefore he gets to deduct of this piece of the action. Just to conclude here, the Taisus asks Akasha, why on Yehuda ben Beseira, what's the difference if Nizbayish Isha, the Baal is Eichet Meyabayishas, and what happens if somebody was Mevayish a Susav is Chavei, right? He's not Mechuyot to pay the Meyabayishas. What do you mean? Asks Taisus, how could Gemara ask this Kasha? Isha, you don't give to the Baal the Mei Boishes. You give him the Mei Boishes to Shalishtai. So what's the Gemara's Kashim of Sus? What is a Sus? A Sus is not Shaykh, not a Bar Boishes. What's the Gemara's having in it? Says the Beis Aaron that according to the Ran, we understand Tosfos Kasha. Because according to the Sheet, the Ran, the Baal HaZeicha, the Mei Boishes, Shaloi. And Tosfos holds, therefore, that it must be that Tosfos holds like Takalat Yeshit Sarambam, that it's a Takana Sachamim, that the Baal is Zeicha, and that therefore, the Kasha therefore makes sense. Okay, everybody say, I'd kind of a little bit of insight into Machlekes Rambam and Ravid based on two understandings of the Mei Boishtai. Let's see if we'll go further. I wish you all a Freilich Hanukkah and Yashikayak to my friend Rabbi Shapiro for enabling this year. Yashikayak.
Yeah, I'm going to